You got to ask.
Come to Los Angeles. The sun shines bright, the beaches are wide and inviting, and the orange grove stretches far as the eye can see. There are jobs aplenty, and land is cheap. Every working man can have his own house, and inside every house, a happy all-American family. You can have all this, and who knows? You could even be discovered. Become a movie star, or at least see one. Life is good in Los Angeles. It's paradise on earth. That's what they tell you, anyway. Because they're selling an image. They're selling it through movies, radio, and television. In the hit show Badge of Honor, the L.A. cops walk on water as they keep the city clean of crooks. Yep, you'd think this place was the Garden of Eden. But there's trouble in paradise. And his name is Meyer Harris Cohen, Mickey C to his fans, local L.A. color to the nth degree, and his number one bodyguard, Johnny Stompanato. Mickey C's the head of organized crime in these parts. He runs dope, rackets, and prostitution. He kills a dozen people a year. And the dapper little gent does it in style. And every time his picture's plastered on the front page, it's a black eye for the image of Los Angeles. Because how can organized crime exist in the city with the best police force in the world? Something has to be done, but nothing too original, because hey, this is Hollywood. What worked for Al Capone would work for the mixer.
Mr. Cohen, you're under arrest. Non-payment of federal income tax.
But all is not well. Sending Mickey up has created a vacuum, and it's only a matter of time before someone with balls of brass tries to fill it.
Remember, dear readers, you heard it here first. Off the record, on the QT, and very hush, hush.
You're like Santa Claus with that list, bud. Except everyone on it's been naughty.
This guy's been out of queue 2 weeks.
Leave it for later. We gotta pick up the rest of the booze and get it to the station.
Hollywood, this is 6 Adam 7. Have Central send a prowler to 4216 Evergreen. Parole violation, assault arising from a family dispute. We won't be here, but they'll see him. Christmas past. Did you dance with the man for a change?
Well, you're some kind of smart ass.
You'll be out in a year and a half. I'll get cozy with your parole officer. You touch her again, I'll have you violated on a kitty raper beef. You know what they do to kitty rapers in Quentin. You have someplace you can go? Go get yourself fixed up.
Merry Christmas, huh?
Merry Christmas, man.
Let's go, bud. The guys will be waiting.
What do you do on Badge of Honor, Jack?
I'm the technical advisor. I teach Brett Chase how to walk and talk like a cop.
Brett Chase doesn't walk and talk like you.
Well, that's because he's the television version. America isn't ready for the real me.
Is it true you're the one who arrested Bob Mitchum?
Uh-huh.
These badge of honor guys like to pretend, but being the real thing must be the real.
Why don't you and I go someplace quiet? Because I'd love to give you the lowdown on Mitchum.
Big V! Jack Vincent!
Hey!
May I have this dance?
Of course. Karen, this is Sid Hutchins from Hush Hush Magazine.
Hello, Karen.
Hello yourself.
Mm-hmm. What's that about?
We did a piece last year on Janu Dykes in Hollywood. Her name got mentioned. Hey, Jackie boy. A friend of mine just sold some reefer to Mac Reynolds. He's tripping the life fantastic with Tammy Jordan.
Sorry, I lost you for a second, Sid.
Contract players, Metro. You pinch him, I do you up nice feature next issue. Plus usual 50 cash.
No, I need another 50. Two 20s for two patrolmen and a dime for the watch commander at Hollywood Station.
Jackie, it's Christmas.
No, it's not. It's felony possession of marijuana.
Actually, in circulation 36,000 and climbing, there's no telling where this is going to go. Radio, television. Once you whet the public's appetite for the truth, the sky's the limit.
Sergeant Ed Exley, son of the legendary Preston Exley. Must be a hard act to follow. Why not make a mark somewhere else? Why become a cop, Ed?
I like to help people.
We heard two officers were assaulted this evening. What do you think about that?
It goes with the job. But I took the report, and luckily they're okay.
Aren't you a little young to be watch commander?
It's only for tonight. The married men have Christmas Eve off.
That's a good lead for the story.
Sure.
Merry Christmas, Captain. Merry Christmas, sir.
Captain Smith.
Oh, drop the formalities, Bobby. It's Christmas Eve. Call me Dudley.
Dudley, I came up with a title for the story. I'm calling it Silent Night with the LAPD.
Oh, that's grand. Now, remember, Bobby, that's Smith. With an S.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Hold on there, lads.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
I saw the test results on the lieutenant's exam. First out of 23. What'll it be then? Patrol Division, Internal Affairs, what?
I was thinking Detective Bureau.
Edmund, you're a political animal. You have the eye for human weakness, but not the stomach.
You're wrong, sir.
Would you be willing to plant corroborative evidence on a suspect you knew to be guilty in order to ensure an indictment?
Dudley, we've been over this.
Yes or no, Edmund?
No.
Would you be willing to beat a confession out of a suspect you knew to be guilty?
No.
Would you be willing to shoot a hardened criminal in the back in order to offset the chance that some lawyer...
No.
Then, for the love of God, don't be a detective. Stick to assignments where you don't have to make those kind of choices.
Dudley, I know you mean well, but I don't need to do it the way you did. Or my father.
At least get rid of the glasses. I can't think of a single man in the Bureau who wears them.
If I ever get held up, you guys better be here.
Hiya, Nick. I need a delivery. The KCJ of gin, rum, scotch.
That sounds like a hell of a party, Lynn. I'll be right with you.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, officer.
That obvious, huh?
It's practically stamped on your forehead.
There you go, White.
See what he wants, Buzz.
Hey,
Get lost, why don't you? Down!
Get your fucking arm down.
I got a license for that. Cut me some slack. I used to be a cop.
Leland Meeks, never heard of you.
They call me Buzz.
I don't give a rat's ass what they call you.
Now keep your head down.
And stay there, Buzz. You okay?
She's fine.
I'm not asking you, sir. Somebody hit you?
It's not what you think.
What is it, then?
You got the wrong idea, mister. I'm fine. But it's nice to know you care.
Drive safely.
What's going on?
You know him?
Yeah, I've seen him around. He used to be a cop.
They're sitting in the dark, goofing on the Christmas tree.
All right, put your camera right there. When I walk out, I'll stop right here. You get the movie premiere in the background.
I like it. The movie premiere pot bus.
When I walk out the door, they're not one of those goddamn floodlights of yours in my eyes.
Big V, consider it done. You hear that, Chip? All right, come on. Get down. Go, pop him.
Freeze, police.
Hold it.
Come on. Come on. Let's go.
I got my family coming out tomorrow.
Nice Christmas gift, won't it?
Hi, Tammy.
All right.
Hi, Matt.
Right over here. Just
hold
turn.
Hold it. Got it. Right, the movie premiere pot bus.
Take care of them right down to Hollywood Station. I'll get the evidence. When somebody wants you, somebody needs you, Christmas is a joy. Fleur-de-lis.
It's Christmas Eve in the City of Angels, and while decent citizens sleep the sleep of the righteous, hopheads prowl for marijuana, not knowing that a man is coming to stop them. Celebrity crime stopper Jack Vincennes, scourge of grasshoppers and dope fiends everywhere. You like it, Jackie boy?
Yeah, subtle.
What took you, Stenzel?
My partner stopped to help a damsel in distress. He's got his priorities all screwed up.
Up to your old tricks again, bud.
Bye.
Hey, Jack.
Hollywood Jack.
What brings you to our humble station house?
How are you, Harry?
What are you doing here?
Hey, you know me. I'm keeping the streets safe, boys.
All right, take these two and get them dressed and book them.
Yes, sir.
Don't Jack. For his upstairs.
Okay, I'll be right up.
Next.
What's that for?
Well, you are watch commander tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, so?
Well, it's a gratuity from Hush Hush Magazine, you know. Buy yourself a new pair of loafers.
No thanks, Jack. You keep your payoff. I'm not interested.
What the hell is this?
Six Mexicans, sir. The ones who assaulted Brown and Helenowski.
Yeah, I heard Helenowski lost 6 pints of blood and Brown's in a coma.
They're home with bruises and muscle.
It's not what I heard.
Let's get these men booked and into the lockup.
Hey, Steph. You guys hear what those taco vendors did to Helenowski and Brown? Helenowski lost an eye, and they're reading Brown his last rites.
Well, that ought to make for a very Merry Christmas for Helenowski and Brown.
Hey, guys. Guys, we brought the Mexicans in. They're downstairs.
Do it. Yeah, come on, guys, let's get
them. Hey, Stenzel, the party's upstairs.
This doesn't concern you.
Come on, guys.
Haven't you got work to do?
Go back to the party.
Hey, come on, it's Christmas. Help
come
me
on,
out,
Ashley,
right?
Out of the way. Move it!
It's Christmas Eve, but I just got a few more questions for the kids.
Hey, don't all have to be down here, guys.
Go. Hey, wait. You better put a leash on your partner before he kills somebody.
happened? This is for ours, Pancho.
Yes, Dan.
Let me through.
No, he didn't do nothing.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
Come on, what the? Come on,
shut up. Move. Move.
You're
Christmas. The press love to label. Officer, why you should know this is bigger than the police board. The grand jury's convening. Indictments may be handed down. Will you testify?
No, sir, I won't.
District Attorney Law.
You and Officer Stensland brought the liquor to the station. Stensland was already drunk. So do you see how appearing as a voluntary witness against him could offset the damage that you've done to yourself?
Sir, I won't testify against my partner or anyone else.
This man is a disgrace.
Your badge and gun, officer. You're suspended from duty. Dismissed. We need police witnesses to offset the damage done to the department. I'm asking if...
Justice has to be served. Of course I'll testify.
I'm glad you feel that way, Edmund. Most of the men don't.
That's because they think silence and integrity are the same thing.
Not exactly the image of the new LAPD we're trying to create.
Welcome to Los Angeles, the city of the future.
May I make a suggestion, sir?
By all means.
The public will expect the department to protect its own and sweep this under the carpet. Don't. Shift the guilt to men whose pensions are secured. Force them to retire. But somebody has to swing. So indict, try, and convict Richard Stensland and Bud White. Secure them jail time. The message will be very clear. This department, your new LAPD, will not tolerate officers who think they're above the law.
Dick Stensland is an embarrassment as a policeman. He's had rotten fitness reports from every CO he's ever served under. But Bud White is a valuable officer.
White's a mindless thug.
No, Edmund. He's just a man who can answer yes to those questions I've asked you from time to time.
The department and the public need role models. Clean-cut, forthright men the public can admire. Sergeant, I'll promote you. To lieutenant. Effective immediately.
Detective lieutenant.
Ed, you're 30. Your father didn't make lieutenant until he was 33.
I know that, sir. I also know that when he made lieutenant, it was as a detective.
Well, before we start polishing our laurels, I think it would look better if we had a corroborative witness.
That won't be easy to come by. The men hate a steel pigeon.
Jack Vincennes. He hit one of the Mexicans and he saw the whole thing.
A veteran like Vincennes might be willing to admit his own culpability. But he'd never rat out a fellow officer.
Jack's the technical advisor on Badge of Honor. He lives for it. That's the way to get to him.
I'd like you to observe, Ed. Call Sergeant Vincennes.
Bright kid.
You may well reap the benefit, Edmund. But are you truly prepared to be despised within the department?
Yes, sir, I am.
So be it.
Well, Sergeant, we'll get right to it.
9 civilian witnesses have identified you as hitting Ezekiel Garcia.
But we have a stellar witness who will name names and also testify that you hit back only after being hit.
And?
And you will testify against 3 officers who have already earned their pension and plead ignorance to questions directed at the other men.
No thanks, I'm not a snitch.
I'll guarantee a slap on the wrist. A brief suspension followed by a temporary transfer from narcotics to vice. When you transfer out of vice, you'll be back on the show.
The show?
Badge of honor, Vincenzo. We need to tone down your profile for a bit.
Jack, I doubt you've ever taken a stupid breath. Don't start now.
Okay, I'll do it.
The grand jury will hear your testimony tomorrow. Dismiss, Vincenzo.
And so it goes, Detective Lieutenant. Ace him at the grand jury tomorrow, son. Wear a smart-looking suit and ace him. And Ed, lose the glasses.
So you're the stellar witness. I should have known. What's the chief throwing you?
Throwing me?
Yeah, actually, what's the payoff?
You're the payoff expert. I'm just doing my duty.
Come on, you're playing an angle here, college boy. Right? You're getting something out of this so you don't have to hobnob with rank-and-file cops who are going to hate your guts for snitching? Well, if they're making you detective, watch out. Some bureau guys are going to burn in this, and you're going to end up working with friends of theirs.
What about you?
I'm snitching 3 old-timers who'll be fishing in Oregon this time next week. Next to you, I'm clean. And smart.
FJX to the chambers.
And remember, Bud White will fuck you for this if it takes him the rest of his life.
Look for the silver
line. Well, Captain, what do you want?
Call me Dudley.
Dudley? What do you want?
Look, lad, I admire your refusal to testify and your loyalty to your partner. I admire you as a policeman, particularly your adherence to violence as a necessary adjunct to the job. And I'm most impressed with your punishment of women beaters. Do you hate them, Wendell?
What do you want?
They're yours. Go ahead, take him.
There's no goddamn bill on me?
4 of the witnesses recanted their testimony.
Why?
They had a change of heart.
What about Stensland?
Your partner's through. Departmental scapegoat on the chief's orders.
A year from his pension. Exley.
Exley made his play and got what he wanted. As a politician, he exceeds even myself. The department needs smart men like Exley. And direct men like you. Look, lad, I need you for an assignment the chief's given me the go-ahead on. A duty few men are fit for, but you were born for. You'd be working out a homicide, down at City Hall.
Homicide? Working cases?
Your talents lay elsewhere, Wendell. It's a muscle job. You'll do as I say and ask no questions. Do you follow my drift?
In technicolor, sir.
Meet Tony Brancato and Anthony Trombino, 2 rising lieutenants in the Mickey Cohen rackets. With a dapper little gent in prison, who knows how far they'll go? The sky's the limit. Oh well.
5 dive, baby. Time to hit the road to dreamland. You're my baby. Dig in the land of Nod.
Meet Deuce Perkins, Mickey Cohen's narcotics lieutenant. Could he be behind the hits? Is he consolidating organized crime power? I suppose not. One thing's for sure. Two-man triggers are punching the tickets on the mixer's muscle.
Has finally crawled. Time to hit the road. What an angel. Bye-bye, baby.
Meanwhile, rumor has it the LAPD has set up a not-so-welcome wagon to dishearten the out-of-town criminal element from filling the void left by Mickey's absence. When I know more, dear readers, so will you. Off the record, on the QT, and very hush-hush.
With Mickey Cohen in prison, Los Angeles is organized crime-free, and the chief wants to keep it that way. Now, in Cleveland, you're an organized crime associate in desperate needs of re-education in the ways of polite society.
I hear things like those two-man shooter teams. Bang, bang, they're 86ing Mickey Cohen's lieutenants. Tell me, what do you want?
We want you to go home.
Picture book smut, gentlemen. There's been a bunch of us found in collateral crime scenes lately. Quality ranges from piss poor to very well done. Look who's back from suspension.
Here, Jack.
We're honored, Sergeant Jack.
Oh, look at that, the great jerk-off case of 1953.
There's someplace you'd rather be, Vincent?
Yeah, working narcotics, looking for Mickey Cohen's missing H.
Yeah, finding 25 pounds of heroin would get you plenty of ink. Maybe you should have thought of that before Bloody Christmas. Make a major case, Sergeant. It's the only way you're getting out of here. Dismissed, gentlemen.
Go get the facts, Jack. Just the facts.
Whatever you desire.
Hi, I'd like to get a delivery to Beverly Hills.
I don't think I know you.
Well, look, a friend of mine just gave me this number, and I just wanted to find out if there was... Ginger, you grab a reverse directory and shag a name and address for me, Crestview 2239.
Hush-hush, off the record on the QT.
Sid, it's been sense.
Jackie! Hey, you back on Narco? I need some good copy.
No, but I do have some going with Vice.
Something juicy for the Sidster?
Tracking porn. Arty, high-class stuff. What do you know about fleur-de-lis? Slogans, whatever you desire.
No, I've heard bupkis.
Get me some Narco skinny. You know, I want to do an all-hophead issue.
You know, Schwartz are jazz musicians and movie stars. You like it?
Yeah, I'll talk to you later, Sid. What do you got?
Number's not assigned, Sergeant.
Thanks, Ginger. A bootleg.
Take it easy.
Tough break, Stins.
Good man. We're going to miss you around here.
Raw deal, Stensland.
Here comes the snitch.
Sorry about that, Lieutenant.
Stay out of trouble, bud.
I got a couple hours before I have to be at the Victory. Come on, I'll buy you a drink.
Rain check,
come
on, partner.
Nah, I got a hot date.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Who is she and what did you arrest her for?
It's confidential.
It's like that magazine that Vincennes scams for.
Hush, hush. I'll see you later in the week. We'll do the town on me.
Yeah? I'll bring my wallet just in case.
See you tomorrow, Earl.
Hang on a minute. I'll walk down with you.
you.
And how is he trying to impress him?
Yeah, wonderful.
Got himself a real career going on.
Lieutenant Exley?
You got a homicide. Downtown Division, the Night Owl Coffee Shop.
I got it.
Sir, at least one person's dead. I stopped for coffee. The Night Owl's closed.
No one comes through the front door. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Barricades both ends of the street. Make sure the traffic doesn't...
Sir, I took the call. It's my case.
You don't want it, Edmund, and you can't have it.
I took the call.
It's mine. I'll make you my second in command.
Captain Smith, over here, please.
Back door! Nobody else inside!
Looks like the cook drew a handgun and set it off. The rest were killed in the men's room.
Sir, we got a total of 15 spent 12-gauge Remington shotgun shells. I'm betting three men, five-shot capacity pumps, all of them emptying once.
Excuse me, sir. We got an ID on one of the victims. It's Dick Stenslin.
You know, when I first saw her, I thought she was Rita Hayworth.
Yeah, me too.
Hell of a way to avoid a prison sentence.
You tell me what happened.
Appears three men held up a coffee shop. The guard at the register pulled a .38, so they killed him. Then they took everyone else out back and killed them, too.
Lieutenant, we're ready with that Night Owl ID.
Is this your daughter, Mrs. Lefferts?
I don't know.
We know this is difficult. Just take your time.
It seems like my Susan. But my Susan was a blonde, not a redhead.
When was the last time you saw her?
Just before Christmas. We fought. I didn't like her boyfriend.
Mrs. Lefferts, does your daughter have any distinguishing characteristics?
You got the wrong idea, mister. I'm fine.
She has a birthmark on her hip. It's her. My baby.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Lefferts.
Who's in charge of this investigation?
Captain Smith and myself. Why?
The Night Owl Massacre. Hyperbole aside, this is a heinous crime that requires swift resolution. 6 victims. One of them, one of our own, Dick Stensland. As it happens, he was a Night Owl regular. In the wrong place at the wrong time. Robbery is the likely motive. We have rubber glove smears on the register, and preliminary forensics strongly tend towards a trio of shooters. We do have one hot lead, so listen well. 3 Negro juveniles were seen discharging shotguns last night in Griffith Park. A park ranger ID'd them as driving a 1948 to 1950 Mercury Coupe maroon in color. An hour ago, the canvassing crew turned up a news vendor who saw a maroon Mercoupe parked across from the Night Owl around 1 a.m. DMV has come up with a registration list of Merc Coupes. 48 two-man teams will shake 3 names apiece. Interrogations will be led by Lieutenant Edmund Exley.
What?
Oh. Enough on that.
Gentlemen, just go out and get him. Use all necessary force. The people of Los Angeles demand it. Dismissed.
Come on, let's go out.
Why not just put a bounty on him?
Okay. You ready to roll, Wayne?
You take him. I got something I gotta do.
Christ, I don't know. What if one of these names?
Get somebody else.
I got everything down.
Well, I got our assignments, BP.
If we go by this list, we got about 0 chance of making this collar. But I got a guy who knows what's going on south of Jefferson. I'm betting he can put us at 50.
Jack, what are you doing? That's the same sort of thing that got you in trouble last time.
I'll take those odds.
We got it from here. Between the two of you guys, you should bring along a photographer.
An address on a customer of yours. Her name is Lynn.
That's all I got to go on?
Yeah. I think you already know what I mean, so cop it up.
There's a billing address and a delivery address.
Pierce Patchett?
I am. Oh, are you soliciting for police charities? Last time you called at my office. Go on down to the driveway. We'll talk there. What can I do for you?
Where were you last night?
I was here hosting a party.
Tell me about Dick Stensland.
I don't know him. Mr.
Officer White. How about Sue Leffert? You know her?
You know I do. You saw me with her. How did you find me?
Nick's Liquor. This is where Lynn Bracken's booze bills go.
Of course.
Sue Leffert's died at the Night Owl. I'm investigating.
Everything all right, Mr. Patchett?
Fine, Philip, thank you.
What happened to the other guy? Buzz.
Buzz Meeks no longer works for me.
Leffert's looked beat up Christmas Eve, but didn't act it. How come?
I think she'd been hit in the face with a tennis racket. She is, was, big doubles fan.
You're a known associate of a woman killed in a mass murder. You want to go downtown and discuss this officially?
Is that what this is? Official? And somehow I have the feeling this is more personal with you, Mr. White. All right, then.
Are you concerned about criminal matters peripheral to the Night Owl murders?
Not at the moment.
Then you wouldn't feel obligated to report them.
Why were Leffert's eyes black?
I needed a Rita Hayworth to fill out my little studio.
A little studio?
Oh, there's Gardner, Russell, Monroe, Turner. Lynn Bracken is my Veronica Lake. I use girls that look like movie stars. Sometimes I employ a plastic surgeon. When the work had been done, that's when you saw us.
That's why her mother couldn't ID her. Jesus fucking Christ.
No, Mr. White, Pierce Morehouse Patchett. Now, I sense you're on your best behavior, but that's all I'm going to tell you. If you persist, I'll meet you with my attorney. Now, would you like Lynn Bracken's address? I don't think she knows anything.
I got her address.
Find Susan's killer, Mr. White. I'll give you a handsome reward. Whatever you desire.
Come on, I know you're not asleep.
You talking to me? What do you want?
My $5. It was the only one I had, and one corner was torn off.
Right now?
No, hey, look, don't make me call the conductor. Don't believe
it.
I understand. Oh, baby. Bad news. You have to go.
Go?
Something very important has come up, and you have to go. But I'll make it up to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I will, I promise. Excuse me.
Oh, I hope your friend owes you something.
Is it the cops?
Miss Bracken, I'm Officer White.
I've been expecting you, just not this soon. Pierce called. He told me what happened to Sue.
Everything all right, doll? Want me to get rid of him?
Hit the road, pal.
Maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
LAPD shitbird, get the fuck out of here. I'll call your wife to come get you.
Well, I'm turning in.
Officer.
Councilman.
Please call for breakfast.
Would you care for a drink?
Yeah, scotch. Straight.
I was friendly with Sue Lefferts, but we weren't friends. You know what I mean?
You sorry she's dead?
Of course I am. What kind of question is that? Do you know why Pierce is humoring you?
Use words like that, you might make me mad.
But do you know?
Yeah, I know. Patchett's running whores. Cut to look like movie stars. Judging by his address, probably something bigger on the side. He doesn't want any attention.
That's right. Our motives are selfish. So we're cooperating.
So cooperate, Miss Bracken. Why was Susan Lefferts at the Night Owl?
I don't know. I never heard of the Night Owl till today.
How did she meet Patchett?
Pierce meets people. Sue came on a bus with dreams of Hollywood, and this is how they turned out. Thanks to Pierce, we still get to act a little.
Tell me about Pierce.
He's waiting for you to mention money.
You want some advice, Miss Bracken?
It's Lynn.
Miss Bracken, don't ever try to fucking bribe me or threaten me, or I'll have you and Patchett and shit up to your ears.
I remember you from Christmas Eve. You have a thing for helping women, don't you, Officer White?
Maybe I'm just fucking curious.
You say fuck a lot.
You fuck for money.
There's blood on your shirt. Is that an integral part of your job?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it?
When they deserve it.
Did they deserve it today?
I'm not sure.
But you did it anyway.
Yeah. Just like the half dozen guys you screwed today.
Well, actually, it was only two. You're different, Officer White. You're the first man in 5 years who didn't tell me I look like Veronica Lake inside of a minute.
You look better than Veronica Lake. Pierce Patchett.
He takes a cut of our earnings and invests it for us. Doesn't let us use narcotics, and he doesn't abuse us. Can your policeman's mentality grasp those contradictions?
He had you cut to look like Veronica Lake.
No. I'm really a brunette. But the rest is me. And that's all the news that's fit to print. Nice meeting you, officer.
I'd like to see you again.
Are you asking me for a date or an appointment?
I don't know.
If you're asking me for a date, I should know your first name.
Forget I asked. It was a mistake.
Lieutenant Bidwell, come on down here and talk to us. How's it left these days?
What's it to you?
Oh, I saw you fight Kid Gavilan. I like your style.
What do you want, Mr. Policeman?
You got a brother up in Folsom, I know, because I put him there.
Till 1970.
How'd you like to make it 1960? I know the judge, and Lieutenant Exley here is very good friends with the DA.
Yeah. We're looking for three colored guys who like to pop off shotguns. One of them owns a maroon Mercury coupe.
You want to give me a snitch jacket?
You want to buy your brother 10 years? It was 10 years, right?
Yeah, 10 years.
You don't have to say anything. Just look at this list. And come on.
He's bad, so I'll just tell you. Sugar Ray Collins drives a maroon 49 coupe. Beautiful ride. Don't know about shotguns, but he gets his thrills killing dogs. He is righteous trash.
Well, look at that. It's 5 minutes from here. Thanks, man.
So I'll hear from you, right? About my brother.
Keep it up, Lenny. Up.
There it is. It's in the back.
Shit. Somebody beat us here.
What? Glasses?
You're kidding.
Well, just don't shoot me.
What are you guys doing here?
Oh, we were just in the neighborhood. What do you got?
I got 3 12 gauge pumps, an empty box of double aught buck, and some cash.
Ooh, so long, Vice. Badge of honor, here I come.
Hey, fuck you, Vincent. This is our collar.
Quiet. I'm ranking officer here. We go as a team. End of story.
Yeah, right.
How many ways in?
Only one. Up the stairs.
He's very serious.
Still getting out of the office.
That's what they told me.
Which one on the maroon coupe?
The guy in room one.
This just came out from forensics.
Burning clothes. Casita's youth kid.
Squad in your way? These guys killed Stensland.
tells you.
These guys are shooters, you know.
Yeah, yeah. They've all got records of yard law.
Yeah,
well,
I guess they think they're
Same one.
The ejection marks on the shells fired from the suspect shotguns are identical to the marks on the shell casings found at the Midel. I want confessions, Edmund. A night's stewing ought to have softened them up. Oh, I'll break them, sir.
Are you sure Golden Boy is up to the task, Cap?
Oh, I think you'd be surprised what the lad is capable of.
You're 22, aren't you, Ray?
Did one of the officers work you over a little? So you're 22, right?
And why do you keep asking me that?
22 makes it a gas chamber bounce. You should have pulled this caper a couple of years ago. Get life. Do a little youth authority jolt. Transfer to Folsom, a big man. Get yourself a sissy.
Yeah, I don't truck with no sissies.
Lewis.
What?
You did the Casitas youth camp with Lewis, didn't you?
Well, why do you keep asking me about Lewis? I mean, his business is his business.
Well, Sugar, Lewis told me you went sissy up at Casitas. You couldn't do the time, so you got yourself a big white boy to look after you. Said they called you Sugar because you gave it out so sweet.
Lewis gave it up to see this, man. And I was the fucking boy knocking my dorm. Lewis was the sissy. Fucking Lewis gave it up for fucking candy bars. He ain't got the sense of a goddamn dog.
I heard you like to shoot dogs.
Dogs got no reason to live.
Oh? You feel the same way about people, too?
What you trying to say?
We got the shotguns, Ray.
I don't own no shotguns.
Why were you throwing clothes in the backyard incinerator?
Say what?
A neighbor said she saw you throwing clothes in the backyard incinerator. It doesn't look good.
I ain't got shit to say till I see a judge.
Were you on hop? You guys were all passed out when we arrested you. Were you hopped up, Ray?
I and Lewis fuck with that shit, man, not me.
Where do they get their stuff? Come on. Give me one to feed the DA. It'll make me look good. And I'll say Sugar Ray's not a punk like his sissy partners. All right, Raymond.
Tell me one more thing about Jones and Fontaine.
Where do they get their drugs?
Roland Navarin. He runs a hole up on Bunker Hill. And he sells Red Devils.
Next place is good, I'll give him that.
I'm going to take a break.
You know, Ray, I'm talking about the gas chamber, and you haven't even asked me what this is about. You got a big guilty sign around your neck.
That was masterful, Edmund. This one's ready to go.
Give Jones the newspaper. I want him primed.
I'll take the cuffs off so he can read it.
Ray Collins just ratted you off. Said the night owl was your idea.
I think it was Ray's idea. You talk, I think I can save your life. Son, six people are dead, and someone has to pay for it. Now it can be you, or it can be Ray. Lewis, he called you queer. Said at Casitas you took it up the ass.
I didn't kill nobody!
Son, you know what's going to happen to you if you don't talk. You'll go to the gas chamber, so for God's sake, admit what you did.
I didn't mean to hurt her. Maybe she's okay.
Okay. Well, these people are all in the morgue. They were dead when you left them.
I just wanted to lose my cherry. She don't die, so I don't die. She don't die, so I don't die. Lewis, who's the girl? What's her name?
Who are you talking about? Was she at the night out? Lewis, listen to me. Was she at the night out?
She don't die.
Oh,
this newspaper shit ain't shit.
Where's the girl Fontaine's talking about?
Did you kill her? You wanted Lewis to lose his cherry, but that wasn't enough. So things got out of hand and you made her bleed. She bled on your clothes, so you burned the clothes.
I told you that!
Now listen to me. If that girl is still alive, she's the only chance you've got.
I think she's alive.
You think?
Then where is she now?
To leave her someplace? To sell her out?
Tell me where she is.
Move!
White? Forensics! Where's the girl? White, I have this under control. Put the weapon down!
Where is the girl? What?
Mr. Fitch, 109 Avalon, Brown Corner House, upstairs.
Captain, just give me 1 minute.
You got it, Wendell.
Nobody moves. The rest of us are going in through the front. Stay put until I get the word.
I'm Lieutenant Exley. I'm sorry to have to ask you this. I need to know what time they left you.
Get her to the hospital.
I realize this is difficult.
Give your career a rest. Leave her alone.
A naked guy with a gun? You expect anyone to believe that?
Get the fuck away from me.
How's it gonna look in your report?
It'll look like justice. That's what the man got. Justice.
You don't know the meaning of the word, you ignorant bastard.
Yeah? Well, you think it means getting your picture in the paper. Why don't you go after criminals for a change instead of cops?
Stensland got what he deserved, and so will you.
Supposed to stay away from the man when his blood is up.
His blood's always up.
But perhaps you should stay away from him altogether.
Raymond Collins, Ty Jones, and Louis Fontaine. They are considered armed and extremely dangerous. Repeat, the night all suspects have escaped.
How did they get out the window in the first place?
All we know, they jumped to the second floor.
The girl at the hospital made a statement. Three chicks left her at midnight. Plenty of time to be the night owl by one.
The question was, where did they get their drugs? What was the answer?
I haven't gotten that far yet. Roland Navarette lives on Bunker Hill. He runs a hole up in Fell's Red Devil.
Anyone seen Jack Vincennes?
Is there something up, Lieutenant?
I need some backup. Come on.
What?
Nothing. Let's go.
This should be it. Four or four.
Shotgun Ed.
Shotgun Ed.
Somebody even trained him.
Shotgun Ed.
Come on, kid.
Edmund J. Exley has amassed a brilliant record in his 7 years with the Los Angeles Police Department. Recently, he evinced spectacular bravery in the line of duty. It is our privilege to present him with our highest honor, the Medal of Valor.
Always drove a Ford, and I know what they look like. My husband...
Excuse me, ma'am. Just the facts. Light or dark?
Light. And that's really all I remember, officer.
Thank you, ma'am. You've been a big help.
Cut. That's a print.
Hey, Big Jack!
He's back.
Hey, Jack's back.
Someone, a man in public office, would admit to making a mistake. But after due consideration, I am changing my position on the matter before the council.
Go West, America, was the slogan of Manifest Destiny. Today is that last step westward. With no stop signs, no traffic signals, from downtown to the beach in 20 minutes.
Turning, turning, turning. I'll be yearning, yearning. Oh, love's precious flame. Oh, wheel of fortune. Please don't pass me by.
What are you going to start with? Prostitution? Gambling?
Go back to Jersey, Sonny. This is the city of the angels. And you haven't got any wings.
I wondered when you might knock on my door again, Officer White.
It's Bud.
Bud.
This election is about the future of law enforcement in Los Angeles. City Councilman Rogers represents that future. So let's dig deep and let's get a moral man reelected. District Attorney Ellis Lowe would like to say a few words.
Thank you. Thank you, Brett Chase, the very talented star, a badge of honor. Let me tell you, I am so thrilled to be here on the set of Badge of Honor.
Big B.
And how fitting.
Jackie.
Each issue affected.
Good to see you back, Boychick.
How's it hanging, Sid?
Down around my ankles. You tight with the DA, Jackie?
Oh, yeah. He tried to throw me off the force last Christmas as a little joke.
How about some payback, big time?
Plus the usual $50 donation to the Jack Vincennes Retirement Fund. Did you know the DA was his wish?
No kidding.
Jerry Mulligan Quartet with Chet Baker.
Remember Matt Reynolds, Christmas Eve, the movie premiere pot bust? He just got off the honor farm.
What's he doing here?
Reynolds is AC Ducey, not to mention broke. I'm getting him to fuck the DA for $100. That's twice the 50 you got for wrecking his career. Hey, Matt.
Jesus.
Me. Don't bring him. That's DA Law right there.
Yeah.
You need a drink, kid?
Yeah.
Jack, look after him a minute.
Man,
this is Jack. No secrets between me and him.
Hey, Don. Oh, I'm okay. How are you?
Good, yeah.
Have we met before? Yeah.
Was it at a party?
Well, it was something like that.
Fleur-de-lis party, right?
Right. Fleur-de-lis. Whatever you desire.
Dope hookers that look like movie stars. Pierce Patchett has it all.
Boy, you could say that again.
Pierce, he's nothing like regular guys. I mean,
I dig him, but... No, he scares me, too. Really?
Huh.
You know, when I came out to L.A., this isn't exactly where I saw myself ending up.
Yeah, well, get in line.
That's courage, kid, Draco.
I don't think I should do this.
It's not like you don't know how. And Jack here's got connections with Badge of Honor. You pull this off, there'll be a part for you. I smell a comeback, don't you, Jack? Go on, the DA's free. Go introduce yourself. Go on. Talk to him, Jack. Tell him about the opening on the show.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure I can get your part on this show. But, that's later on. You know, tonight, just go on over there and pretend it's an acting job. It's like showbiz.
Acting, that's it.
Right.
Yeah.
And no one's gonna know about this, right?
No.
It'll be our secret.
All right. Showbiz. That's it.
Reynolds works his charge, which I know he will. They'll be at the Hollywood Center Motel, room 203. Meet me there at midnight for a little photo shoot. And maybe we can work in a Hollywood sign this time.
What do you know about Pierce Patchett?
Patchett? I know what you know. He's very rich, and he just invested in freeway construction, which is going to make him richer. Why do you ask?
Oh, I just keep hearing rumors, you know. High-class porn, drugs, hookers that look like movie stars.
Patchy is what I call Twilight. He ain't queer and he ain't red. He cannot help me in my quest for prime sinuendo. As though the Badge of Honor would touch that guy with a 10-foot pole after he's been hush-hush cover boy twice in 1 year.
I've seen a few hours, Sid.
At midnight, I guarantee all kinds of illegal activity.
Whistle a tune of gladness.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Bloom never was in style. The future's brighter when hearts are lighter. So smile, smile, smile.
Kid. Matt? Come on, kid. You don't have to do this.
Oh, so long ago. How important can it be? Mine was a young and a foolish heart. Seeking love learn.
Thank you for what you did for me. For killing those animals who raped me. Will you thank Officer White for me, please?
Sure.
Seeing him come through the door is about the only thing I remember. Thank God.
You remember what time the Negroes left you, right? In your statement, you said they left you at midnight.
They might have.
What do you mean they might have?
I don't know what time they left me. I wanted them dead. Will anyone care that they raped a Mexican girl from Boyle Heights if they hadn't killed those white people at the night owl? I did what I had to do for justice.
Inez? Ashley, over here.
Hello, Inez.
So, see your hero, Miss Soto? Hey, fellas, how about this? Rape victim wheeled out of hospital by night owl hero.
Hey. All they get is Veronica Lake. I get Lynn Margaret Bracken. Bisbee.
Mm-hmm. I grew up there.
I'm going back in a couple of years. Open up a dress shop. Girls in Bisbee need a little glamour.
Where'd this come from?
When I was 12, my old man went after my mother with a bottle. I got in the way.
So you saved her?
Not for long.
I'm sorry, it's none of my business.
He dived into the radiator. I watched him beat my mother to death with a tire iron. And it left me there. 3 days before a truant officer found us. They never found the old man.
Isn't that why you became a cop? To get even?
Maybe.
Do you like it?
I used to. Now it's all strong arm sitting duck stuff. I mean, if I could get a chance to work homicide like a real detective. That prick actually, he shot the wrong guys. Whoever killed Stensland is still around. I know it in here. I know it. There's something wrong with the Night Owl. I just can't prove it, that's all. I'm not smart enough. I'm just the guy they bring in to scare the other guys shitless.
You're wrong. You found Patchett. You found me. You're smart enough.
Bud White, what brings you down to the basement?
I got a couple of Night Owl questions.
Don't know if you read the papers, but that case is closed.
Anything bother you about it, Ray?
Yeah, the fact that the Packup Boys haven't hauled this shit out of here yet. We got 3 shotguns taken from the suspects, which match the strike marks on the shell casings. What more do you want?
There's blood on the wall here. I thought everyone but the cook got shot in the men's room.
That is Stensland's blood.
Stensland?
Yeah. Took a blow to the head. Was probably unconscious when they dragged him in the John.
Did they hit anyone else?
No, but he was a cop. He probably tried to do something.
Grilled cheese, black coffee. Someone sitting next to him. 2 of the victims were women, right?
Yeah. Patty DeLuca, the night shift waitress, and a Susan Lefferts.
Susan Lefferts.
Yeah, what about her? You're welcome.
Mrs. Lefferts. Mrs. Lefferts, I'm Officer White, LAPD.
Tell me about the boyfriend.
The one you mentioned at the coroner's office.
Susie, I told you I didn't approve of that boyfriend. He was too old for you. And you let him be fresh with me. They came here one day when I wasn't home. And old Mrs. Jensen next door said she thought she saw Susie's boyfriend and another man, and she heard a ruckus.
What was the boyfriend's name?
We weren't properly introduced. Susie gave him a nickname, Munz or Lunz or something.
Stens? Was it Stens?
Maybe. I don't know.
Look at a picture for me.
That's him. That's him.
You said a neighbor heard a ruckus. Was it outside? Inside?
Outside. And then Mrs. Jensen said they kept going out of the house. You have to leave now, officer.
What's through here?
Just a room full of old things. Oh, don't move that. Don't mind the smell. I think a rat died behind the wall. My Susie was a good girl. She was never in any kind of trouble at all.
Call me Buzz.
Was it a rat?
Yeah, great big one. Here. Compliments to the Los Angeles Police Department.
Comic of the week from a motel homicide. Unemployed actor had frankfurter, french fries, alcohol, and sperm. Hell of a last supper, don't you think, Lieutenant?
Anything bothering you about the Night Owl case?
Yeah. The fact that you guys won't let it get filed away.
What do you mean?
Bud White grilled me on it this morning.
Bud White?
You know, he's not as dumb as I thought.
Did he say where he was going after he talked to you?
Mrs. Lefferts, I just want to ask a few questions.
Officer White already checked under the house.
Under the house? Where?
Out back. All he found was rodents.
I need an ID on this as soon as possible. You talk only to me on this one. Vincennes, I need your help with something.
I'm busy right now.
Why don't you just go ask some of your boys in homicide?
I can't. I need someone outside of homicide. I want you to tail Bud White till he goes on duty this evening.
Why don't you do me a real favor and leave me alone?
Do you make the three Negroes for the Night Owl killings?
What?
It's a simple question.
Why in the world do you want to go digging any deeper into the Night Owl killings, Lieutenant?
Joe Tomasi.
Is there more to that, or am I supposed to guess?
Rollo was a purse snatcher. My father ran into him off duty. And he shot my father 6 times and got away clean. No one even knew who he was. I just made the name up to give him some personality.
What's your point?
Rollo Tomasi's the reason I became a cop. I wanted to catch the guys who thought they could get away with it. It was supposed to be about justice. Then somewhere along the way, I lost sight of that. Why'd you become a cop?
I don't remember. What do you want, Exley?
I just want to solve this thing.
Night Owl was solved.
No. I want to do it right.
Even if it means paying the consequences?
Mm-hmm.
All right, college boy, I'll help. But there's a case your boys on homicide don't care about. They think it's just another Hollywood homicide. But I don't. You help me with mine, I'll help you with yours. Deal?
Deal.
Johnny Stampinato.
Officer Wendell White. House Tricks Paisano.
I ain't your Paisano.
And I ain't in the snitch business anymore.
You know a guy named Buzz Meeks? Works for Pierce Patchett.
Should I?
You're muscle for hire. Meeks is muscle for hire. You tell me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember now. Meeks, a run-down ex-cop. Same as you're gonna be someday. And that's all you're gonna get. And you can keep your $20.
What do I get if I give you your balls back, you wop cocksucker?
Okay. Okay. That was a rumor going around. But Meeks had a line on a large supply of H.
And?
Oh, and nothing! He skipped out.
Bullshit. How would a two-bit hick like Meeks get his hands on a large supply of heroin?
You're right. It's probably bullshit. Even if he did, he could never unload it. And without drawing all kinds of attention.
Maybe that's why he's under a house in Elysian Park and he don't smell too good. Paisano.
It's not so dumb after all.
We got Rita Hayworth at the morgue, and now Veronica Lake with White.
I think your case and my case are somehow connected. It's fleur-de-lis again.
Fleur-de-lis? Yeah.
Whatever you desire. Porno. High-class whores cut to look like movie stars. Who knows what else? Reynolds, the kid that got killed, was involved. So's Pierce Patchett.
The millionaire?
Yeah, I think we should go talk to him.
First, I want to brace Stompanato.
Want an autograph? Write to MGM.
Since when do two-bit hoods and hookers give out autographs?
What did you say to me?
LAPD, sit down.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Take a walk, honey, before I haul your ass downtown.
You are making a large mistake.
Get away from Artie.
Shut up. A hooker cut to look like Lana Turner is still a hooker.
Hey!
She just looks like Lana Turner.
She is Lana Turner.
What?
She is Lana Turner.
How was I supposed to know?
I believe the Night Owl's your area of expertise, Mr. Exley. I saw you on television getting your medal. And you're that other Hollywood celebrity policeman, aren't you?
The Veronica Lake lookalike works for you. She's one of your whores, correct?
A vulgar term.
Why is she seeing Bud White?
Why do men and women usually see each other, Mr. Exley?
Well, let's try this on for size. Fleur-de-lis, whatever you desire, an actor named Matt Reynolds. No? Nothing? No?
We want some answers, Patchett.
Well, we all want something.
Lieutenant X, come in.
Guys as cool as they come.
Lieutenant X, come in, please, over.
This is Exley.
The coroner wants to talk to you, Lieutenant. He says he has your ID.
Tell him Sergeant Vincenza's coming in to talk to him.
Oh, roger.
I'll drop you at your car.
Where the hell are you going?
Lynn Brackens. I'm going to find out why Patchett has her seeing Bud White. I'll see you at the frolic room.
Oh, great. You get the girl, I get the coroner.
Hush, hush, off the record and on the QT.
Hey, I was just coming up to see you. You got that ID for me?
Thank God for dental records. Stiff used to be a cop, Leland Meeks.
Buzz Meeks?
You know him?
Oh, man. He was around when I first joined the force. Bad rep. Thanks.
Hey, just the facts, Jack. Just the facts.
Anything else, Sergeant?
Yeah, Leland Meeks works the ICE 39 to 41. I need to see his arrest records.
Okay.
Miss Bracken, I'm Lieutenant Exley.
I know who you are. Bud told me all about you.
Is that so? And what did White have to say?
He said you were smart. He also said you were a coward and that you'd screw yourself to get ahead.
Well, let's concentrate on my smarts. Pierce Patchett made you, didn't he? Taught you how to dress, talk, and think. And I am very impressed with the results. But I need some answers. And if I don't get them, I'm going to take you and Patchett down.
Pierce Patchett can take care of himself. And I'm not afraid of you. And you forget one thing, Lieutenant. Pierce also taught me how to fuck.
And he tells you who to fuck. Why does he have you fucking Bud White?
What makes you think I'm not seeing Bud because I want to? It would be easier for you if there was an angle, wouldn't it? You're afraid of Bud because you can't figure out how to play him. He doesn't follow the same rules of politics as you do. It makes him dangerous.
I can handle Bud White.
Can you? I see Bud because I want to. I see Bud because he can't hide the good inside of him. I see Bud because he makes me feel like Lynn Bracken and Nuts and Veronica, like look-alike who fucks for money. I see Bud because he doesn't know how to disguise who he is. I see Bud for all the ways he's different from you.
Don't underestimate me, Miss Bracken.
The way you've underestimated Bud White. Fucking me and fucking Bud aren't the same thing, you know.
Stop talking about Bud White.
Jack.
I need 2 minutes, Dudley. It's important.
What's a good thing for you? My wife and four fair daughters are at the beach in Santa Barbara.
Do you remember Buzz Meeks, Dudley?
A disgrace as a police officer. Straight D fitness reports from every CO he ever served under. What about him?
12 years ago, he was on a vice route with Dick Stensland. They questioned Pierce Patchett about a blackmail scam. Patchett had Sid Hudgens photographing prominent businessmen with hookers. Anyway, charges were dropped. Insufficient evidence. You were the supervising officer on that case, and I was wondering if you remember anything about it.
What's this all about, Boyle?
Part of it has to do with a murder. I've been working with Ed Exley on it.
You're a narco, Jack, not homicide. Since when do you work with Edmund Exley?
Well, it's a private investigation. I messed something up. I'm trying to make amends.
Don't start trying to do the right thing, Boyle. You haven't had the practice. Buzz Meeks and Dick Stenson. What does Exley make of all this?
No, I haven't told him yet. I just came straight from the records room.
Sergeant Vincennes was killed by a .32 slug to the heart. Time of death, approximately 1 a.m. Although he was found in Echo Park, preliminary forensics indicates the body was most likely moved. I want 2-man teams to scour that entire neighborhood. Our justice must be swift and merciless. That is all. Edmund, might I have a word with you? We're
trying to run down a lead on an associate of Vincennes. The record check has led to a dead end.
What's the name?
Rollo Tomasi. You ever heard Vincennes mention him?
No, I haven't.
Well, probably nothing. Still, keep your eyes open, eh, Boyle?
Yeah, I know it's unlikely, but suppose, just for a moment, suppose somebody did have that much heroin. Who would they go to move it?
White! In my office.
Captain? Look, just give me a name.
Mickey Cohen.
Captain?
I could use your fearsome habits at the Victory Motel.
When?
Now, Wendell.
Right.
Close the door, lad. You're a bit of a puzzlement to me these days, Wendell. You don't seem to be your old cruel self anymore. And I had such grand plans for your future.
What plans?
You have your extracurricular activities, and I have mine. We must have a clarification session one of these days. However, right now, we're going to brace the man who may know who killed Jack Vincennes. So the question is, can I count on you, lad? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
I want to know everything you and Jack Vincennes talked about last night. Start with the idea on the corpse.
The next cop, Leland Buzz Meeks.
The next cop? What did Jack say? Did you know him?
Only by reputation.
Wendell, this is Sid Hutchins.
I'm willing to cooperate. There's no need to tie me down.
It's for your own safety. Now, what can you tell us about Sergeant Jack Vincennes?
Hollywood Jack, the Big V. I can tell you he's on a night train of the Big Adios.
I didn't have anything to do with him getting killed, if that's what you mean.
But you were business associates.
What's that got to do with anything? Okay, so we worked together. It was an information exchange. I got him first-class collars, he got me good stories. We were friends, for Christ's sake.
Well, we'll drop that for the moment. Would you care to comment on Pierce Patchett?
Patchett? You think he had something to do with Vincennes getting iced?
Wendell, I like full and docile cooperation on every topic.
Okay. All right. Everybody knows that Patchett's worth a boatload of greenbacks. But the man has hobbies, too. He bankrolls B-movies under the table. And try this one on. He's rumored to be a periodic heroin sniffer. All in all, a powerful behind-the-scenes stranger.
And?
And what?
Reciprocity, Mr. Hutchins, is the key to every relationship.
He runs call girls. Primo tail fixed up to look like movie stars.
And?
Blackmail shit. In my car. In the trunk. Under the rug. Patchett got me to photograph this cop screwing this gorgeous slut named Lynn. Looks just like Veronica Lake.
Linda!
Leave him be!
Said leave him be!
Get him off me! Get him away from me!
Back off, Wendell! Back off!
Thank you.
places with Edmund Exley right now for all the whiskey in Ireland.
Dudley! Dudley! I thought you were gonna let the dumb bastard kill me. And you! Why don't I pull your punches a little better? Get on company now, fellas. Fellas. Dudley! We had a deal. You and me and Patchett, we're a team. We're pretty good.
Hush, hush.
Anything?
Nothing.
So Bones Meeks never made an arrest the entire time you worked Vice.
Someone must have pulled the file.
What about the daily report books?
If we still have them, they'd be buried somewhere in the basement.
Oh, find them. Talk to Exley.
Coming out of the rain.
I want to know what happened with Exley.
Are you going to tell me what happened with you and Exley?
With rocks.
So tell me about it.
No! No!
You fucked him.
Glad you're here. I need you to see this.
Jack, he wants you to kill me. He showed you the photo, didn't he?
Oh! Bang! God damn you, Bang!
I checked the daily report books. Dudley, Buzz Meeks, and Stensland go way back.
I knew Stensland lied to me. Leffert's mother ID'd Stensland as Leffert's boyfriend. Stensland pretended he didn't know Meeks or her the night that I met Lynn.
Stensland and Meeks, what the hell were they up to?
I don't know. But I think Stens killed Meeks over heroin.
What heroin?
Now he's stomping out. Toby, that Meeks had heroin for sale. Meeks ends up dead. Stensland dies at the Night Owl.
It wasn't the Negroes.
The rape victim lied in her statement. The first guys to the Mercury Coupe were Bruning and Carlisle.
Dudley's guys. They planted the shotguns.
And they'd have killed the Negroes, too, if Jack and I hadn't shown up. Dudley framed them because they were Negroes and had records. And he knew there'd be no questions asked if they were killed resisting arrest. Somehow this is all connected to Jack's angle. Sid Hutchins. The pictures to blackmail Ellis Lowe. A kid got murdered. If we're going to figure this out, we need to work together.
Why are you doing this? The night Al made you. You want to tear all that down?
You've a wrecking ball. You want to help me swing it?
Let's go see Ellis Lowe. Find out what the district attorney knows.
May I? Hey, you can't go in there. Do you want me to call the police, Mr. Lowe?
Ask for Captain Dudley Smith. Tell him we're having a discussion about the death of an unemployed actor at a Sunset Strip motel.
These are, please.
What do you want?
I want DA Bureau man to tail Dudley Smith and Pierce Patchett 24 hours a day. I want you to get a judge to authorize wiretaps on their home phones. And I want authorization to check their bank records.
On what evidence?
Call it a hunch.
Absolutely not. Dudley Smith is a highly decorated member of this police department. I'm not going to smear his and Pierce Patchett's name without...
Without what? Them smearing yours first? What do they have on you, Lowe? Pictures of you and Matt Reynolds with your pants down?
You have any proof?
The proof had his throat slit. So far, you're not denying it.
Well, I'm not going to dignify this with answers. Now, if you gentlemen will excuse me, I have a press conference with Jackman Sands that I have to prepare for.
She came here to wipe my ass. I believe we're through.
Come on, don't pull that good cop, bad cop crap. I practically invented it.
So what if some homo actor is dead, huh? Boys, girls, 10 of them get off the bus to L.A. every day.
Watch me, X-Lash!
I don't know how.
Now, I know you think you're the number one hotshot, but here's the juice. If I take you out,
10 more lawyers will take your place tomorrow. They just won't come on the bus, that's all.
Thanks. Oh my God!
I wouldn't play ball, so they set me up, and then I gave in. But the kid hurt everything. So they killed him. No.
Why? What are Dudley and Patchett up to?
They're taking over Mickey Cohen's rackets because of those pictures. I couldn't prosecute them. Oh Jesus! Help me out!
Is that how you used to run the good cop, bad cop? Patchett? Looks like his bodyguard had a conflict of interest.
suicide note. Says he killed Jack because Jack had figured out a pornography scam Patchett was running.
Slicing himself open wasn't his idea.
Two of his fingers were broken.
They must have held him there.
Or drugged him.
I'd say Dudley's tying up his loose ends. Patchett's dead. He sent you after me.
Lynn.
West Hollywood, Sheriff. They're closer than we are.
I'll get the car.
Keys!
Hey, we took her to the station for safekeeping.
Hold her as Joan Smith. And no one sees her unless I okay it.
Somebody worked her over. She wouldn't say who. See you, Exley.
Sure. We should talk to Lynn.
You do it.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to talk to Sid Hudgens. Compliment him on his performance at the Victory Motel.
Remember, Bud, we need evidence.
I'll get the evidence.
You okay?
Bud hates himself for what he did.
I know how he feels.
Lynn, I need to know what you can give me on Dudley Smith. He's a police captain. He's in business with Patchett.
I've never heard of him.
Do you have some place you can stay?
I'll be okay.
Don't sit without official ID.
Same, same. It's okay, let's go. All those traffic going
in the What happened? Somebody beat him to death and stole a bunch of files. Must have dug up garbage on the wrong guy. We got it narrowed down to 1,000 suspects.
Inspector Wyatt? Dispatch got a call for you. Lieutenant Exley wants you to meet him at the Victory Motel.
Called it. I thought Sid Hutchins was
Hutchins is dead.
Let's get out of here.
It's too late.
This was a setup and you showed up anyway?
A lot of bad stuff happened here. As good a place as any for it to end.
Here, clip.
All I ever wanted was to measure up to my father.
Now's your chance. He died in the line of duty, didn't he?
Gets away with it. Jack knew it. So do I.
Shoot me. Or arrest me.
good lad. One was the politician. Let me do the talking. After I've done, they'll make you chief of detectives. Your badge, so they'll know you're a policeman.
Think you can talk your way out of this, Lieutenant?
No, but I think I can tell the truth.
During our investigation of events surrounding the Night Owl case, Jack Vincennes, Bud White, and I learned the following.
Your golden boy is throwing his whole life away.
Three Night Owl suspects, while guilty of kidnapping and rape, were innocent of the multiple homicides at the Night Owl. The actual gunmen were most likely Los Angeles Police Department officers Michael Bruning and William Carlisle, and a third man who may or may not have been Captain Dudley Smith. The objective? The elimination of another police officer, Richard Stensland, who, along with former LAPD officer Leland Buzz Meeks, also committed multiple homicides on behalf of Captain Smith, and then betrayed him over 25 pounds of heroin, the retrieval of which was the ultimate motivation behind the Night Owl killings. Beginning with the incarceration of Mickey Cohen, Captain Smith has been assuming control of organized crime in the city of Los Angeles. This includes
the assassinations of an unknown number of Mickey Cohen lieutenants,
the systematic blackmail of city officials, and the murders of Susan Lefferts, Pierce Patchett, Sid Hutchins, and Sergeant Jack Vincennes. Captain Smith admitted as much to me
before I shot him at the Victory Motel.
That's it.
Well, the press is going to have a field day with this.
This, Christ, it'll stain the department for years.
Decades. If we can get the kid to play ball, who's to say what happened? Maybe Dudley Smith died a hero.
Good idea. Hmm? Yeah, we can get the press to play.
You want to tell me what you're smiling about?
A hero.
How do you know what we were talking about?
It couldn't have hurt us.
And? In this situation, you'll need more than one.
It is with great pleasure that I present this award to Detective Lieutenant Edmund Exley, two-time Medal of Valor recipient. Next year, the LAPD will move into its new facility.
With leaders like Lieutenant Edmund Exley, the image of fat cops stealing apples will be left behind forever, and Los Angeles will finally have the police force it deserves.
They're using them, so for a little while I'm using them.
Congratulations, Lieutenant Exley.
Some men get the world. Others get ex-hookers and a trip to Arizona.
Pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene.
You got that.